After 2 months of staying at the Airbnb in a quaint little Chicago neighborhood, God led me back to the suburbs for a bit, and it turned out to be a hidden blessing. He did not deliver the funds that we needed to check into the suburb hotel until the last minute, but nevertheless, he came through. He started us out with only enough to stay for 4 nights, and from that time, I was in a faith test to move forward. I had a choice to make of which report I would believe, the fear of how much money I needed and seeing no way to get through such a time, or the faith in God's vows to me. Whatever we put our faith in, whether it be fearful thoughts that the world sends us or faith thoughts in God's ever-present power to uphold His promise, is what we are given. God gives us a choice in what we will marry ourselves into. We can marry ourselves to His promises and believe Him like a bride surrendering all, or we can marry ourselves to the world and believe the thoughts of fear and lack, debt, and economy troubles. We are part of God's kingdom, which means His promises overrule and protect us at all times, regardless of what the world is going through. When the crisis of COVID first hit, I was in a hotel depending on God's promise to support us, with no other way to survive. All of the hotels were struck with fear, and they closed down during that time in my town, except for the one that God had given us refuge in. That hotel remained open, and God surprisingly gave us a time of an abundance, more than I ever dreamed, during a time when the world was being hypnotized by fear from the economy. Since I only had 4 days of the hotel paid, I wasted no time in exercising my faith in God to uphold His promise. But first I had to repent and divorce the thoughts of fear that I had about God not coming through, and the distrust I had in Him to take care of us as He promised to do. Because I could see no way for us to survive, I was surrounded by the old hauntings of the last time we were here. It was scary, and I was not seeing things clearly because my spiritual windshield was needing to be cleaned from fears and distrust of unbelief. We actually went back to a hotel where I love to do my faith walk exercising and with my love support audio recording. So I took to the trail and spent hours imagining that God had covered our room for a week so I could catch my breath. As I was meditating on God's promises, I would see the receipt of the hotel paid for, and I opened my heart to feel the relief that the room was paid. Every time I would have a fear about the room and where we would go, then I would go back to imagining and feeling by faith that the room was covered. But I also had another problem, and sometimes when it rains, it pours. My car payment was due in 2 days, and there had been several tow trucks circling the hotel parking lot that day, looking for cars that were out for repossession. Even though it was terrifying to consider losing my car again, I went back to God's promise that I wouldn't lose my car and that He would cover all of our needs. I imagined paying my car bill, and I felt the relief that it gave me to be free from the prison of poverty. As if there wasn't enough rain of troubles coming down, I had a problem with my car and with the washer motor, and with winter on the way, I needed to have my windshield washer working, especially when driving on the Chicago highway. So I went to get a free inspection, and the technicians were mortified I had been driving. They said that my brakes, both front and back, were dangerously low, and that I had other crucial repairs that needed done for our safety. By that time, I was fighting not to panic because I needed almost $2,000 worth of repairs, and I had no way to see how God would do it. So I actually went to another repair place for a second opinion, and the results were the same. While I was at the repair shop, God gave me a sign that He would provide the work we needed done. I had only a few miles left that I was able to drive before my brakes were gone, and I felt like I was in a storm of troubles in the world's eyes. Here I was with no home, my car was in danger of being taken, and I was faced with not being able to drive at all. We are in a state that is not our own, and so a vehicle is beyond crucial for us with all of our belongings in tow. The world was saying I needed money and that I was about to die, and there was no way that a single mom with no home of her own and no income could survive. However, God was saying that He had the power to provide and that He was our home. He promised to pay for my car, to pay for our room, to pay for the repairs. I had to make a choice of who I would marry my thoughts to and believe. Would I give my heart to the world and the logical ways of the economy? Or would I give my heart to God and believe that He has the power to keep His promise? At that point, I was caught between pain and hope. The pain of fears coming true, or the hope of God's love to rescue. God had given me a promise before we left, and He said that the opposite of your fears is a promise, but that means you will have to face your fears. Whenever we choose faith over fears, we can expect there to be warfare, because the enemy wants to keep us in bondage. But God has given us a choice of what to believe and what to think about, a blessing or a curse. The fears were trying to come against my thoughts the rest of the night, but then I would just keep thinking and imagining by faith that my car was paid and my room was paid. Then, alas, there was a breakthrough. I received unexpectedly the amount to pay my room for a week and to pay my car payment so it wouldn't get towed away. With tears of gratitude seeping from my eyes and running down my cheeks, I paid the car payment before the tow trucks came back, and I paid my room for a week. With all of my heart, I hope to get the car repairs done during this week because I didn't know where God would take us next. Getting anything done with repairs downtown is overwhelming for a suburb girl like myself. With that hope in my heart, I went back to my faith walking trail and immersed my senses in believing that God had paid for my car. I imagined that the repairs were done, and I felt the relief of not being in the fiery trials anymore. The next morning, I received an unexpected deposit from the Lord for $2,000 to cover the car repair bill so that we were safe to move forward. The mechanic gave me free rides to and from the hotel, and he fixed it without any delay. It felt like Father God was with me, helping me get my car troubles repaired, and it brought so much comfort. When looking at how things seem, the economy, the weight of our needs, the impossible time to survive, we must remember that we are royalty and that God has the power to provide in ways the world cannot. Like Ezra weeping, repenting, and confessing the faults of marrying foreigners, we must come away from marrying our thoughts and our core beliefs with the ways of the world and come back to full-hearted trust in God to keep His vows and be the power to deliver it all. Just like how I will clean the kitchen before trying to cook a meal, the first thing to do is to come away from the limited perspective of the world and realize that we are wealthy with God's wealth and royal at all times. God's blessings always chase us down, and His promises are a gift that continue to pour out. We are not limited. The only limits are what we choose to believe, imagine, and think about. If you believe that God will fulfill your hopes, then He will. But But first, we must clean away all the toxic thoughts we've been thinking about, like fears, the ways of the world with economic troubles and hardships. The bitter water must be poured out in order to receive the sweet water of fresh faith. It all comes down to what we believe about God, just like A.W. Tozer said. He will meet us at whatever we have given ourselves to. If we have given ourselves over to the world with constant thoughts of negativity, then that is the prison we will be in. God has given us a choice. Yet if we give ourselves over to God's love and believe He will move through our hopes, then that is what He will do. The choice is up to you, but I have come to experience that He will do far beyond what we can hope, think, or dream in the end. Our faith will go through the fire to ensure that no trace of fear or doubt remains. Then He will bring out the gold of fulfillment that has been cleansed away from the filth of fear and doubts in Him to do all He promised. Comfort will always come after enduring facing the fears in the opposite-looking situations. If we never walk through troubles, then we would never know the compassion and relief of the Comforter. You are royal and not of this world. Therefore, you are also not limited to the bad reports of your troubles. Your weakness is a place of honor and not shame, because it is the very place where God's power pours out in unimaginable ways. Beloved brothers and sisters, you are royal and you are limitless. But more than that, you get to choose which God you serve. The one of the world with lack and limits and no way to get through the challenges ahead. Or the God who says, nothing will be impossible with my help. If you're going to have a thought or imagine anything at all, let it be a thought of hope and trust in the one who can do what you cannot. You are limitless because you are supported and empowered by God and not your circumstances, and certainly not the limits your enemy wants you to believe that you have. May your hopes take you higher than your fears, as you rest on the pillow of God's power and comfort to carry you above every trouble that you are facing right now. After all, hope is what faith is made of, and God loves you so much. This is Danette from DiamondsFromTheDust.com. To find out more about our journey and more love letters from the blog and more treasures that I have, they're on my website. I hope you'll come visit soon. Have a wonderful day.